Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The OSU Wheat Improvement Team invests an average of 10 to 12 years developing each of the high-performing varieties for which the breeding program is known. Baker's Ann, for instance, named in honor of OSU's first cowgirl, Ann Hargis, recognizes the variety's outstanding baking and milling qualities. Then there's Skydance, a variety that's already used to make artisan flour for an out-of-state commercial baking operation. State wheat breeder and chair of the Oklahoma Wheat Improvement Team, Dr. Brett Carver, says his program's emphasis on milling and baking qualities not only helps the end user, it helps the producer, too.
It's a global world. You know, it's a global world of wheat production, and we compete globally. The only way we're going to be able to compete is compete on quality. You know, we have to compete on bushels on a local basis, no doubt about that. But to compete out in those world markets, it's going to be on the basis of quality. And so, you know, quality is right there with yield. In fact, it's a little bit higher priority.
To learn more about these and other OSU-derived wheat varieties, go to okwheat.org.
Well, today's cattle futures market was pretty weak here. We were down about anywhere from about 50 or so to $1.10 lower in live cattle. Feeder cattle were down about $1 to $1.70. Mid-morning, we had pretty significant weakness here, $2 or so lower in the live cattle and about the same across the board in the feeder cattle. The cattle on feed report will be released today after the close. It's at 2 p.m. today. The estimates were about 102% on feed, 2% larger than last year, or around 11.9193 million head. So pretty big number here. A lot of cattle on feed for this time of year. The placements in the month of January are 101% or 1.98 million head, and marketed at 101% or 1.93 million head. All three of those numbers, on feed, marketed, and placements, are relatively high for this time of year if you go back and look at the previous 10 years. The lean hogs today were about unchanged. We had some a little higher, up 20 in April or so, and down about 20 out in December. So the hog market really didn't follow along with what the cattle weakness gave us here today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Now, today's grain futures market was weak across the board. We had corn down 2, put March at 376.5 down 2 cents even. We did have option expiration today, so that's if you have in-the-money options, they'll expire here and they'll become long futures on Monday. The March beans are down 3 to 5 cents. In March, we're down 5 actually at 887 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat down 5 to 8 cents. The weakest contract there was March at 552. Kansas City down 6. And early this morning, we had some press out of the USDA annual Ag Outlook Forum. They updated the acres and also the total production here for the grains. And a lot of people were surprised at how high they were. The planted acres for wheat were about 45 million acres. For corn, 94 million acres, and soybeans, 85 million acres, for a total of 224 million acres planted this year. Last year, it was 211 million. So quite a big increase, especially for the corn and soybean planted acres number this year. And if that turns into higher or at least trend line yield, that'll be a pretty big increase for the corn and beans especially. Trickle all the way down through the balance sheet, end up with bigger ending stocks.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.